Hello and welcome to Weekly Dev Tips. I'm Steve Smith, aka Ardalis. This is episode 10, where I'll be discussing the concept of pain-driven development. Apologies for missing a couple of weeks, but my voice was shot from a head cold. Don't forget that you can follow Weekly Dev Tips on Twitter, as well as in your favorite podcast app. And if you're finding these tips to be helpful, please take a moment to leave a review. That's the best way that you can help others discover this podcast. This episode is sponsored by DevIQ. DevIQ offers online training for software developers and designers covering topics like UX, .NET development, and it includes my own course on ASP.NET Core. Check them out at deviq.com. And then one more thing before I get started, I'd like to say welcome to all of the listeners in Japan. Japan was actually the number one location in the world for downloads in the last couple of weeks. Thanks for joining us. Now let's get started talking about pain-driven development. Pain-driven development, or PDD, is the practice of writing software in such a way that you only fix problems when they are causing pain, rather than trying to preempt every possible issue. Many of you have probably heard of various DD approaches to writing software. There's TDD, or test-driven development, sometimes called test-driven design. There's BDD for behavior-driven design. In this tip, we're going to talk about another one, PDD, pain-driven development. Software development is full of principles, patterns, best practices. It can be tempting, especially when you've recently learned about a new way to do things, to want to apply it widely and maximize that new thing's benefits. Some time ago, when XML was a new thing, for instance, Microsoft went all in with it. They decided to XML all the things, and in some places, this was great. And in many cases, not so much. In my own experience, I find this is often the case when I'm learning a new design pattern or trying to fully understand a particular principle. It can be easy when you're constantly on the lookout for applications of recent knowledge to find excuses to apply these techniques. I call this being overzealous with something that you've just learned. One particular set of principles that many object-oriented programmers know are the SOLID principles. I have a course on SOLID on Pluralsight that I encourage you to check out, which covers these principles in depth. One thing that is worth remembering, though, is that you shouldn't, and honestly you can't, apply all of these principles to every aspect of your software up front. You need to pick your battles. You need to actually ship working software. You don't know when you begin a project where extension is going to be necessary, so you can't anticipate every way in which you might support the open-closed principle for every class or method in your program. Build and ship working software, and let feedback and new requirements guide you when it comes to applying iterative design improvements to your code. When you're back in the same method for the nth time in the last month because yet another requirement has changed how it's supposed to work, that's when you should recognize the pain that your current design is causing you. That's where the idea of pain-driven development comes into play. Refactor your code so that the pain you're experiencing of having to continually update the same method as a result of its current design is abated. Extreme programming introduced the concept of YAGNI, or you ain't gonna need it. PDD is very closely aligned with this concept. YAGNI cautions against building things you might need in the application, and instead favors building only what's required for today, but in a responsible manner, so you could revise the design in the future. PDD offers similar guidance, but from a slightly different perspective. The message with PDD is, follow YAGNI and build only what is required today, but recognize when you'll need it by the pain the current design causes you as you try to work around it or work with the current design. Well-designed code is enjoyable to work with. If you frequently find yourself frustrated with the code you're working with, see if you can identify the source of the frustration and pain, and then apply refactoring techniques to help you alleviate the problem. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening. Please consider leaving a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you found this podcast. See you next time on weeklydevtips.com.